Hey, my friend, it's Tanya Smith here, and I want to welcome you to App Therapy Club. So I'm super excited and thrilled that we get to bring this new video and audio experience to you to help part-time content creators be able to leverage software, systems, and strategies so that you can really get more quality content created in less time. So today's topic is going to be on digital business card apps. And this is something that was really a topic that came out of a recent event I attended. If you're attending in-person events this year, this is going to be an exciting opportunity for you to experience something that may save you a little bit of time and money too. So let's dive into digital business card apps. And the question of the day for you is, do you prefer traditional over digital? Answer in the comments. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you're a member of our apptherapy.club site, that is where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and know every time we're going to release a new video or go live. All right, on the other side of this short clip, I'll be back so that we can talk about digital business card apps.
Welcome to App Therapy Club, a place for part-time creators and coaches like you. Join your host, Tanya Smith, founder of Get Noticed with Video and Stream Like a Boss TV, to learn about online tools and smarter ways to make great content even when you're short on time or resources. Now let's get into the show.
All right, folks, like I mentioned, today's topic is going to be the benefit of digital business card apps. And the reason why this is such an interesting topic and why I wanted to lead in with this is because I recently attended an in-person event. And many of us actually are returning to in-person conferences and large events. And as part of the conversation that we were having, there was discussion around the idea of business card networking. So before we attended the event, the PodFest Expo, what was happening is that there were all these different calls that were taking place to get people ready and prepared to come and attend. And during some of the conversations, I recall a few people that were saying, hey, make sure you bring a box of business cards. And that made me cringe a little bit. And the reason it did, I think, is because I have a history as an introvert of being at networking events and some of the more traditional conversations and meetings that we had in the past just didn't fit well with my personality, to be honest. And frankly, let me just share this with you. So when you're attending these networking events, chambers of commerce meeting, et cetera, at least for me, what was happening is I was gathering a bunch of business cards from people that I never followed up with. So I would have this like big box of business cards, and I couldn't recall who the people were, why I met them, why I would want to connect or follow up with them, unless there was some very specific notes that I had taken, or it was really clear on their card what they were all about. And frankly, I don't like to keep paper. I moved to primarily electronic only several years ago. So I really just don't store it. So I don't know about you, if that's something that you do, if you tend to actually keep traditional business cards, and it works for you, then by all means, keep doing that. But for me, I was like, no, I'm probably not going to keep any of those cards, nor do I want to pay for the expense of buying a bunch of cards that are just going to sit on a shelf somewhere. So instead, as we were talking inside of my Stream Bosses Academy, which is a part of my live streaming show, Stream Like a Boss TV. As we were talking in my academy, a couple of members, including my member Scott, mentioned the idea of using a digital business card. And so while we were inside of our co-working space and talking through this, we were exploring different websites, and we came upon one that Scott had recommended, by the way, called Popple, P-O-P-L. So what I want to do is to share with you how the experience of using Popple went, because I ordered actually two. I ordered the Popple card and I ordered another one called Mobilo. These are digital cards. I'll share the website with you real quick here in a second. So this is popple.co, popple.co. And notice how it says grow faster with Popple, the number one digital business card platform. And then the other one is Mobilo. And Mobilo is pretty similar, the smart digital business card, but there are some differences, and I'll talk you through that in just a second. But what I realized as I was looking into this as an option, first of all, it was real short on time. We were real short on time because the event was coming up pretty fast when I finally decided, okay, I'll take some type of business card. Because here's the thing, even if you don't prefer traditional business cards, it is a value to be able to exchange information with people that you meet. It's just important for you to be able to recall, like, why am I connecting with them, and to have them in a place that you're more likely to go and search when you need to find the contact information. And so in this age of AI and all the digital experiences, I knew there had to be a win. And I did find that with Popple because it came in first. I got Mobilo a little later, so I can't really speak to how that experience went, but I will tell you how the Popple thing went. So I ordered actually on Amazon. So I'll share my link, my affiliate link for Amazon Popple, but you can go to their site directly at popple.co. I just showed you that. And I got this little handy black card. It was just a plain Jane card. So for those of you who are listening to the podcast, you're not going to be able to see this, but it's a little tiny card. I mean, the size of a business card, and it has an RFID tag in it, similar to a lot of debit cards and credit cards these days, right? So it's got this tag, and on the back of it, it has a QR code, which leads to whatever you decide you want it to lead to. Because when you get the card, you have to activate it by going to the website for Popple and entering your information and then creating different pages. So I'll pull up one of my pages, or my actual page that I have right now. There is an option for you to actually get a subscription. The subscription allows you to then not only collect people's contact information, which I'll share in a second, but it also allows you to put it into a CRM, a basic CRM or customer relationship management dashboard that they're storing inside of Popple. So then you can export those contacts to whatever other, you know, funnel builders or other programs you use, just making sure you have the right permissions if you're adding people to your email list. But it just makes everything streamlined and super simple. So what was happening at the event is that I was, and here I'll share with you what my screen looks like so you can see it. So this is the back end of Popple, right? And I added my information so that it registered the QR code in my card with my info. Okay, and it set up a preview of what the card was going to look like on mobile. So for those of you, again, who can't see on the podcast, I'll make sure you have a link to the video as well. Here's how this worked when I got to the event. So I was just eager to see, like, what is this going to be like? And I noticed at the event that a lot of people were still using traditional business cards, which is fine. It's just, I can't keep up with those. I usually don't. So I was honest with people about not taking them if I knew I wasn't going to use them. But with this card, what I was able to do is say, okay, activate your phone so we could exchange information. And then you just tap this on the top of the iPhone. And if it's an Android phone, you might have to tap it on the back. But you just tap this literally on the corner or the edge of the phone at the top or on the back. And what will happen is a pop-up will show up on their phone, on their device, where they can see, hey, click to get my contact information. And it takes them to the page that I just showed you. It takes them over to this mobile page, similar to a Linktree, right? Wouldn't you agree? It could be similar to a Linktree or something else. But ultimately, what I really appreciated about it is the simplicity of being able to direct people to the spaces that I play. Now, you can program your Popple card to actually just go to a specific URL if you choose to do that, other than the landing page they create for you. But I wasn't worried about that. So the other thing that happens is when you tap this card and they save your contact information to their device, to their phone, it also gives them an opportunity to add their contact information for you. So then I was able to see, as people were adding their contact information, it popped up on my phone with a little request that said, hey, so-and-so, you know, Eddie, whoever, has signed up on your Popple card. Do you want to add notes? Like add notes about the interaction? And so I could add quick notes that would help with recall later when I wanted to connect or reach out to that person. And then when I got home, I was able to pull all of those contacts from the CRM that's in Popple and to export those into my own personal database. Again, the key is I didn't automatically add these people to my email list because I did not request permission for that, but maybe you can include that on your Popple page if that's something you would like to do. I just wanted to personally reach out to the individuals that I connected with after the event to say, hey, I really appreciated, you know, connecting with you and look forward to supporting you at some point in the future, or something simple like that. Having this card made things so easy because I could literally just pop this one card into my wallet. And they also have key fobs as well. So if you have a key fob, there's other options too, like a little pop circle that you can put on the back of your phone, and that could be used as your Popple tag. But I thought that was so genius, and I'm not having to buy a bunch of boxes of business cards. It's all stored electronically so that I can identify or search for the people that I met when I'm ready. Now, the Mobilo card is similar, so I'll pull that site up real quick here, but there's some differences I noticed with the Mobilo card. Let's see, a couple of differences. So one of the differences is that it's really cool because you can have different types of cards. So notice you can have a wood grain card, you can have a metallic gold or chrome looking card. These are really neat and nice looking. They also have the key fob and the smart button. You can customize these cards to actually have your, like, more of a traditional card look, so that you have your personal information on the card. So notice how they have this one that looks like a Coldwell Banker card or whatever your branding might be with your information. It looks like a traditional card, but these do tend to get a little bit more pricey. The Popple at the time of this recording is about $9. This one is about $5 for the Mobilo branded card, which is the one I actually have. I'll show you that. Let's see. I haven't even pulled it out yet or activated it or anything. So I got it in this little plastic sleeve right here. The basic one is sufficient for me because I just don't plan on doing a lot of in-person networking events. At least that's the plan. But if that should happen, and as all of us are more, you know, increasing our attendance to these type of events over time, it could be worth it to invest in a nicer card. I did notice that there is probably a little bit more expense to their subscription fee for their CRM, but I have not yet explored all of the options that it offers on the back end because I was really good with the Popple. So I wanted to share this with you because I think that there are definitely some benefits to traditional business cards for those who still want to continue to use those. Just for me, I needed something that was a little bit more digital and connected to all of the other dashboards, spreadsheets, funnels, etc. that I use. So the digital business card gives you the ability to be able to transfer contact information quickly, instantly, to add notes, to include or incorporate that contact info into your CRM. To me, it just is, it's what the times require for you to be more efficient and streamlined. So I hope that this has been helpful to you to look into these two different apps and see if any of those might be for you. What I definitely want to encourage you to do is to join our newsletter at apptherapy.club to keep up whenever we're going to be posting new articles, videos, and more. I'll also over there be accepting questions of the day in addition to accepting them on our Instagram space. So if you want to join our Instagram channel, we've created a channel off of Get Noticed with Video, my primary Instagram account. So that Instagram channel is called App Therapy Club if you want to connect there as well. And leave your questions that I can answer in a future episode of the App Therapy Club. I have enjoyed being able to share this information with you. I hope that you continue to join us and stay connected so that you can learn more about software strategies and systems that can help you as a part-time content creator get more quality content done in less time. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for joining us on this App Therapy Club episode. Remember to subscribe here and on YouTube so you never miss a post. We'll be back talking about systems, tools, and tips to help part-time content creators get more done in less time.